Yep. Back at you, D-Boy with that yep. Getting reaffirmed, right? Pay. Notice yep, you put that backwards, you get pay with the P-E-Y, which is pay, the same as the P-A as we broke down in many old videos. If you go to Spotify, Apple, you'll see some of my things breaking down etymology, which is something we mastered here. I've learned a while ago how important etymology is and how we're purposely not taught it to run that equivocal game on us. Yep, I said it because truth sticks out to those who are truth seekers, really truth seekers. So this is part two of Word of the Day, right? I just did part one. I said I'd be right back with you. Part two, and we're talking about the word ignorant. So when I was looking at the first part, what we went over, and this part I'm going to kind of major on some things that are going to collab with that to stretch us out and see how this is connect to consciousness and how this really unfolds within you, unfolding the wisdom within you, right? Unlocking the keys that are within you, having the keys to unlock within you the aspect of you into your higher pretense of who you are. We keep trying to lock ourselves in the skin and say we're one thing when we are diverse in many, many multiple dimensional, multifaceted ways that we are that equipped. We are equipped. So, and that's one word is too, is ignorance actually means unequipped. You're unequipped. Lacking wisdom, lacking knowledge, unaware. And that hit me because the unaware is being studying many things, the Bible, there's a scripture talks about silly folks and people creeping in unawares, and you're unaware what they're creeping in, what their motives are, because you're not walking in your discernment. A lot of ignorance, and you get caught up in situations even when you've had some depth to you, and you might even kind of knew, but you kind of said, well, let's see how it works out. When you kind of had maybe the check within your gut, don't step forward with this. I gave you the check that it may not be a good thing. And I've did that. You know, I've did that in my life. But learning wisdom is that if you dive on a high diving board, but the end is really, really shallow, that you may want to consider filling up the pool more or going to the other side in the deep end and diving off the high dive into a very deep end where you have time to go deeper and you don't run into a bottom that can crack your head and cause you all kinds of problems because you dived into a shallow end, which is kind of ignorant, right? So, unawares. You're unaware of your surroundings. You're unaware. And as I brought out many times before, one of the biggest keys for that in consciousness is awareness. Being aware of your surroundings, being aware of folks, but really their energies. Because we're dealing with energies. We can call it spirit. We can call it all those things, but it's really energies. We're dealing with energy. Energy, and more energies, right? 369. We just hit the 333 right now, and that's 369. On my timing of this, it was when I said that, it was actually at 333. 3 minutes and 33 seconds exactly. So another thing of the unawares, not paying attention. And I've said before, if you go back to my former videos, paying attention, really, if you look at that word attend, paying attention is having your antennas up so you can pick up frequencies. Your antennas are connected to you, even your hair. Your antennas, they're your antenna. They pick up frequency, and they do. This is having the wisdom. Not lacking, having wisdom and having knowledge to consume a higher margin of yourself as a fullness of who you are. Henceforth, knowing that you have a connection to many more things than just your physical being in this place and now, in the dense reality of your body and the physical reality that becomes very dense in an energetic field. Right? So that antenna. So that word ignorant, like I had said earlier, will make you ignore and go on rants because you're unaware, you're lacking wisdom, your antenna, you disconnected it, you're not using it, you might have turned the system off in your awareness because you're not paying attention. I know some of the biggest times I get caught up, and one of the biggest things that defaulting from is the fact when you get buried in your thoughts and you have a lot going on and you're not harnessing your thoughts, thoughts will turn you every which way but loose, but you're not aware of what's in the now, in the proper now, because reality is always in the now. Today is now. Right now is now. The future will make you have anxiety. The past will make you worry. Yada, yada, yada. We can go all these statements that have been said by people. And it's really lack of discernment will be as heavily part of the bliss. When I said ignorance is blitz, it's really lack of discernment. It's really a lacking. And I like to use the word, like I said in the earlier video and in the past, the word lack. They call people lackeys, right? Have you heard that word lackeys? It was old world using that, like a gang or somebody would have people that would support them and they would have these followers that would protect them or look out for them. They call them lackeys. The word comes from lacking because you're not really full within yourself, not realizing you're the deal and you don't have to serve anybody else as far as serving them like they're above you. You don't lack for nothing. We know through the what's going on in the world, we just look around us. I'm looking to those who have opened their senses. Open their mindset. That's who I'm talking to. If that shoe fits, you'll wear this. Right? You won't jump in that extremely shallow end, in like you're diving to the deep end. Pain follows that. Right? Connection. Connecting to the uttermost parts. There's times we go through things that we're not going in avenues we used to, and that we may feel like we're, God, it's not, what's going on with me? Remember, sometimes things have to happen in the process to get you back to the place, because you need another dose, another upload. May I just say it, another upload's coming. So you got to clean out space within yourself, and that way you can also include out space outside of you, your connections outside of you that no longer you need to go to the place that you're going, and that can be in your life, that can be in your business, that can be in all kinds of directions that you're going, that something's happening in a change in your life, and this other thing, and it can be people, just don't fit that space no more because your space is going in a direction and energetic field that they're not on par with and will not help you balance to go to that place. Discernment's a really good one. You need discernment. So this is the second part of the word of the day. Thank you for being here, listening. Word of the day, part two. You guys have a great one. Be back soon with some more information, knowledge sharing. Plug in. Get your antenna, get your wisdom, and your attention, and your antenna, and your discernment. Plug plug the plug. Your electric being, plug it in. Y'all have a great day.